USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Single illegal immigrant men are being distributed throughout the U.S.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell backed up his group's idea that an interest rate hike in March is likely. The belief is that a slightly higher rate might help slow inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is calling it quits in June. Here's what to expect for a confirmation hearing.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is reportedly calling it quits at the end of this term. The 83-year-old has been on the court for nearly 28 years and is described as a pragmatic liberal. As far as what we can expect in a confirmation hearing, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
This is a long, grueling process. You'll have Republicans who will have to figure out, obviously, what to see who the nominee is, but I think figuring out who the nominee is and figure out what those attacks are on that nominee and trying to stonewall it. Because this nominee, whoever it is, when they get confirmed, could be on the bench for 2-3 decades ruling on some of the big issues of the day, from the Second Amendment all the way down to abortion. So this certainly is going to set up a big battle going into the midterms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nissan is recalling more than 793,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because water can get into the wiring in the driver's footwell, cause corrosion, and could start a fire. The recall covers Nissan Rogue SUVs from the 2014 through 2016 model years. Singer-songwriter Neil Young is removing his music from Spotify after telling the company to choose him or Joe Rogan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.